All right, folks, if you have your Bibles, I'd like you to turn to the letter to the Colossians in the New Testament. Colossians, we're in chapter 4. We're actually going to wrap up our series in Colossians today. We're going to focus on verses 7 through 18. Colossians. And our message, we're going to call it A New Family. Now, this section that we're going to be looking at here today is really the closing remarks that Paul is making to the Colossians, and it's basically greetings from others, concern about others, and from that we're going to kind of learn some things today about being a new family. So let me just kind of remind you what we've been doing as we have been going through Colossians. As we've been going through Colossians, our focus has been the relationship that you and I now have with Jesus because of salvation. And because of that relationship, he's made you new. You don't have to rule your life by religious rituals or actions. That's what they were struggling with in Colossae at the time. At the time, most of the church was Jewish. There were Gentile believers who now, and those Gentiles were struggling with, do they need to be circumcised? Do they need to follow the new moons and the festivals and so forth? And Paul's saying, no, you are new in Christ. You don't have to live your life by rituals. We say, George, we don't struggle with the whole issue of new moons and festivals and circumcision. No, but people will tell you that in order for you to be accepted with Jesus, you need to dress a certain way, carry a certain Bible, come to church, do this, do that, and you'll be okay with God. Well, your acceptance with Jesus has nothing to do with any of that. Your acceptance with Jesus has to do with your faith and trust in him and the relationship now that you have with him. And because of that relationship, you're a new you. You're somebody new. And so then he talked about how out of that relationship, here's what you should be pursuing. Here's who you are. Here's the attitudes. Here's the actions. So now we come to verse 7 of chapter 4. And with these greetings, he's actually going to open up another dimension for us. And it's about church. He's going to talk about what you and I should be as a church, and that is a new family. You say, why do we need to look at that? Well, because I'll be honest with you, we have a wrong understanding sometimes about church. So let me give you two points here. Here's the first one. We tend to misunderstand what the nature and purpose of church is. We tend to misunderstand what the nature and purpose of church is. If you were to talk to the typical person on an everyday basis and say to them, what is church? Here's what they think. They think it's the building. Or they think it's the organization. I belong to the organization. Or they think about the social aspect of I'm a member there and this is where my family goes or whatever. All of those are good concepts of church, but that's not a biblical concept of church. A biblical concept of church is so much more than that. It's not the building. Do you understand? A church exists whether there is a building or not. It's not whether or not the church is incorporated with the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania or not. That's not the issue. It's not that type of thing.